T-S-F-R-E-A-K. Actually, Gray, I was looking at that the other night, and there's still that kind of post up there. Is Martin Devlin a cock? I think it was.
Really?
Well, don't give me the really.
Well, there's the one telling people to sign the petition for you not to support the All Blacks.
And for damn good reason.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you happy with what you've seen in terms of the A-team the All Blacks have put out? Essentially, it's our best forward pack. Whitelock, obviously, for Romano. 9 and 10 is how it's going to unfold. If this was a World Cup knockout match today, that 1 through 10 put Whitelock in is pretty much how you'd see it, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd change second five, obviously. And apart from that, that's pretty much it, isn't it? I'm excited about Munga Scudder.
Yeah. Do you have to be able to play wing and fullback these days? Is that part of it?
Well, it seems part of it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Smith, Milner, Scudder and Jane all do that.
Piatow?
I guess they're the odd ones out there, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, Dags, yeah. But he has played on the wing, hasn't he, Israel? Didn't he play on the wing in the World Cup?
It'd be a while ago now, though, isn't it?
Yeah, good point. Well, though Julian doesn't, does he? I mean, he's just a winger. He's just a big block-busting winger, and that's pretty much. Even though I'm not saying that that's all, because, I mean, he's a hell of a player, but...
Just a buff on the left wing.
You know. Andrew Saville about to join us from One Sport as well. Coincidentally, a couple of sad old git Tottenham fans. So another season of misery and pain, Saville. I heard you on the telly the other night saying this is our year.
What did you call me?
I called you a miserable, sad git Spurs fan.
You'd be right.
Yep.
Gee whiz, I don't know. Have they actually bought anyone in the off season? I don't know.
We've shored up our defence there.
Okay.
Right.
I'll tell you what, the biggest thing is that...
They've got Harry Kane still.
Oh, look, mate, Harry Kane, the word from England this morning was that Harry Kane is not going to front on Saturday for Spurs because he's now in talks with United at 40 million quid. I thought I'd drop that on you. Nice?
Oh, thanks for that.
That's half what he's worth.
Well, you still got Soldado, £30 million for an Irvine's pie. Did he score a goal, did he, Graham, or not?
Hey, Martin, first game of the season, you never know. You never know.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm calling you out, Nisbo. I'm calling you out, Ian Smith, as well. All you Spurs fans, they all came out of the woodwork, didn't they, last year when you were actually running hot?
Every year before Christmas, they come out of the woodwork.
That's right. Yeah, you should dress up at Santa in August, you guys. All
we
right.
need to talk.
Andrew, are you surprised at all with the All Blacks selection, or was Milner Scudder always, in your mind, going to be selected 14?
Well, it was sort of rumoured earlier in the week, so it didn't surprise me this morning when that was announced. And if you look at it even before this week started, the fact that he was injury-free or over that rib injury at the tail end of last week, and Steve Hansen had previously said all of their new caps and all of their 41 would be given a crack either starting or off the bench, then it made sense that either this week or next, Nehi Milner-Scudder would be given a run. If it was going to be this week, it had to be starting because they wouldn't want Milner-Scudder on the bench. Logically... it made sense. There was some thought, I think, around various circles that he might have played next week at Eden Park, but boy, oh boy, they tried it with Lima Sipawanga, didn't it? And it
yeah.
worked quite well in
yeah.
Ellis Park, and they've thrown Milner Scudder a big, big bone, and in such a huge game, I can't wait, really. I'm excited to see how the bloke does at the test level.
And, Graham, what I like about this is that they're true to their word, the selectors, because they put Sopawanga in, as Andrew says, under pressure. And the same for Milner Scudder. Look, if these guys end up having to play at the World Cup, they get to go and they have to play in a quarterfinal or whatever because of injuries, they have to go into the pressure cooker. So you've got to debut them in that, don't you?
Exactly. No, I think it's a good move, actually. And those guys might travel to the World Cup and not be part of the first starting 15, but as you say, people lose form, get injured, etc. And so if your first game of a World Cup is at a place like Cardiff Arms in the quarterfinal, then at least you have had that experience.
The other thing,
I don't think Milner Scudder will make the 31 for the World Cup, Martin, but there will be injuries.
Yeah, and I have
think
to
what the selection
it,
panel is trying to do is get some insurance policies along the way, because as they knew in 2011 and 2007, injuries do occur quite regularly at World Cups, and you need the backup there.
Can he play centre, Graham? Because that's an option, isn't it?
Stop it.
Okay. The thing is, Andrew, you know, haven't we brought a player out of nowhere at most World Cups? I mean, you know, obviously Michael Jones and John Kerwin in 87. I mean, Andrew Mertens appeared in 85, didn't he? And Jonah, 95, and Jonah really made his name there. I mean, isn't this what the All Blacks do, that we have players?
Yeah, and let's not forget, you know, they converted Richard Kahui into a wing, and he played in the final.
Mate, he played a hell of a World Cup. Mm.
Yeah, he was outstanding under the high ball. Yeah, as I say, I don't think Milner Scudder will make the 31, but if there are injuries, then he's certainly in the loop.
We
need to talk.
And Graham, you're off to a lunch with Sir Peter Leach in Wellington. Of course, the Warriors are playing St George, big game on Saturday night. And Sir Peter has invited colleagues to lunch. You're going to lunch. Andrew has some advice for you.
Brace yourself.
It's as good as that, as it says.
Is it today? Is it or tomorrow?
Yeah, today.
Today.
Yeah.
Have you got the rest of the day off?
Not at this stage. We'll just play that one by ear, I think. It's on a boat.
Yeah.
On a boat.
Yeah. I didn't tell you that, Gray. The other thing was that
the sausages float.
When you walk in, he knows what you look like, and he may identify you in front of the other people that are there.
Are you talking?
Yeah, and may slightly embarrass you in some way. But I tell you what, whenever you're in a social situation with the butcher or see him in full flight, it's something to behold.
It's magnificent.
It's an experience you will never forget, and you will have a lot of fun.
Yeah, look, he's mine host. He's the best host there is. He'll look after you. But, you know, you got to go in there and be prepared to take a couple. Don't get knocked out in the first round.
Okay, just hang in there, right?
Yeah, look, you know, because that's the thing, mate.
The ring.
Look, you've got to take a couple to throw a couple, you know?
Yep.
As far as that goes, I mean, we've been trying to squeeze the sponge, Andrew. I mean, I even tried to bring up the ticket sales as an angle on the splitters. So, Tess, what's happened this week? Why? It just seems we're waiting. Why is that?
I don't know. There hasn't been... In the last few years, there's been some banter between Ewan McKenzie and Steve Hansen. Michael Cech has been very courteous, I suppose.
Yeah.
Respectful of the All Blacks, as have their players. There hasn't been any... I don't know whether it will spark up today or tomorrow. I doubt it. But there hasn't been any sort of tickling up verbally. Mm. I don't know. Maybe a lot of fans, Martin, your listeners are seeing it as a given. It's certainly not on Saturday night.
No, it's not. Graham, I just wonder
Let's not forget they drew 12-all in Sydney last year.
Look, I just wonder, when are we going to get out of this post-coital rugby stupor, Graham?
Well, I think, as proven by this conversation just before, I think everyone's mind's still really on October. You know, we've been talking about the selections for this game, and it's all been around in the context of blooding people to play in a knockout game in October. So I think that's where everyone's mind is.
Yeah, that's a good explanation. All right. Enjoy your lunch. Andrew, the rest of the day, when are you flying over to Sydney?
I'm staying here, mate.
Oh, budget cuts. That's ugly, isn't it, eh? I tell you what, that's ugly, isn't it, eh?
When are you going?
What are you talking about?
We need to talk.
0800-825-775-009 is our text, ladies and gentlemen. Also from TVNZ, the Geordie Paul Smith, the old boss, the online editor and